Countrywide on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by the National Dairy Council. The journey begins on Ireland's farm pastures and ends with natural goodness on your table.
Farming is our biggest indigenous industry, with an annual turnover of about 26 billion. And 170,000 employees. It is not only important because of the number of people it employs, but also because of where it employs those people, in every townland and along every byroad in Ireland.
Farmers gave a muted reaction to Michael Noonan's budget on Tuesday. Now, while there's a €100 per suckler cow payment, along with a raft of radical new tax relief measures, the lack of a full year of GLAS payments for farmers was criticised. GLAS is the new environmental scheme where farmers can receive up to €5,000 for complying with optional environmental works on their farm. But it won't be up and running until late next year. And so farmers who had been getting this money under similar schemes going back to REPS 1 but are now out of the last scheme will find themselves out of pocket until the new GLAS is ready to roll next autumn. Here's the IFA president, Eddie Downey.
GLAS is the cash flow into farmers' pockets. At the ploughing match a couple of weeks ago, all I heard from farm families, particularly the women, committed to be said, get us a rural development payment. It has been key to our income for the last number of years. And I think the minister has failed in this area and he needs to come up to the plate here and deliver a payment over a longer time than he's currently planning.
After a year-long public consultation, there was a radical overhaul of agricultural tax measures announced on Tuesday. Effectively, the new tax relief measures are aimed at encouraging farmers into long-term land leases. At the moment, over 90% of land leased is short-term, which mitigates against progressive investment on these farms. And of course, less than 0.5% of the total land base in the country ever goes on sale in any given year in Ireland, which makes it difficult for new entrants and young farmers to get their hands on land to farm. Here's the Minister for Agriculture, Simon Coveney.
This is a really proactive way of encouraging people to move away from the traditional approach of Conacre, which is effectively renting land on a less than 12-month basis because you don't want the risk of doing it for any longer than that. That's been the traditional practice in Ireland, and that's how most land is accessed. And we are now actively using the tax system in a really proactive way to get people to switch from Conacre to long-term leasing, and the longer the better. Because that allows particularly young farmers who are looking to expand, who can't afford to buy land, it allows them to be able to expand and grow on the back of leasing land that they can invest in, and invest in significantly if they know they're going to have it for 5 or 10 or 15 or 20 years into the future. They'll be able to get finance and bank loans on the back of that. And this is in my view, these set of measures are going to be really effective in terms of changing the dynamics of leased land in Ireland. Which is badly needed.
Let's see how they work. We've brought land leasing deals in the past and they've been very, very good. We've constantly worked on those, certainly major improvements there. I look forward to trying to work with them and get farmers interested in it. If young farmers or any farmer can get access to land over a long period of time, they can plan their business. And if we want to achieve the targets, which this industry can achieve, will achieve, it will hit the targets and we will get there. Long-term land leasing is a key element of that. But the key point in all of that is recovery, driving on that output from Irish agriculture, can't be at the cost of farm families' incomes.
Eddie Downey, President of the IFA, and before that, the Minister for Agriculture, Simon Coveney, on the new tax measures announced for agriculture in this week's budget. You can text us on 51551.